Lolan Eriksson, Senior Advisor, Finnish Ministry of Transport and Communication. Welcome to the Zero Vision Tool Radio, interviewing at the conference Motorways of the Sea in Gothenburg. Can you please introduce yourself and your role at the Motorways of the Sea?
First of all, thank you. I am very pleased to be here and in Gothenburg and specifically at this conference. I have been working in the ministry for the past 2-3 years with issues in relation to green technology and alternative fuels to reduce emissions from ships, and this is the focus of the conference here today. So I'm really enthusiastic about the event.
What's your experience of the conference so far?
I heard that we have very, very many participants, a lot of interests, people standing in the queue to come in. So it's exciting, and I think it's very valuable to have here presentations about concrete projects that are going on now, innovations turning into practical projects and so on. So I think the sharing of experiences and information is very important. So I really hope that we have more conferences like this in the future.
Can you give us some words about your keynote speech on the topic, the roadmap for the Baltic Sea sustainable shipping?
Yes, that is really my favorite subject nowadays. It builds very much on the concept of public-private cooperation. We have a lot of challenges in the maritime sector. New environmental rules are entering into force from the 1st of January next year. And in general, shipping is not a very profitable business sector in the present days due to the financial crisis, the aftermath of the crisis, not so much goods transportation, low freight rates and so on. So it's really challenging times. But then working together with the administration and the business, the financing people, we can find solutions. And that is important, that we can. We should not only stay and say that, oh, this is terrible and horrible, but really we can find solutions. And I think, again, that this conference is really a place that shows that we can find solutions and working together. So the roadmap you asked about, it's something that was developed by the Baltic Sea actors, all the stakeholders together on a seminar held at the Viking Grace, which is LNG fueled, operates between Stockholm and Finland, Turku. And there at the seminar, we wanted to identify together with all the participants the key issues which we should focus on, what should be done, who should do what, and what time frame, and so on. So this is a form of tool for a structured dialogue between all the actors. So I'm very pleased that I hope at least that the roadmap will be a living tool. We will add new things. Some things are finalized. We can delete it from the list. But it will be a living tool and help us to focus on a jointly identified core issues.
What's your view on shipping for the development of the Baltic region?
Shipping is very important, and I, coming from Finland, Finland is actually an island. Some 90% of our export-import go by sea. So shipping is inevitable, the only option for us. So, and we would like to see that we have efficient transport links, environmentally friendly transport links, and of course safe transport links at sea. But also when you look at the other Baltic Sea states, we have Russia, St. Petersburg, and with a population of 5 million people, there are a lot of need for goods. So I think shipping will always be a very important part of the Baltic Sea. And also taking into account that we are some 85 million people around the sea, depending a little bit how you count, but So a lot of potential also for the business sector to see that if they can come up with very good, efficient and not so expensive shipping services, there will be a lot of demand for that. And so I can see that there are a lot of opportunities. And I can tell you that I asked one ship owner who is now retired since a couple of years, and I asked him, tell me, if you would get some 50 to 70 million euros, what would you do with that? I would invest in shipping in the Baltic Sea, he said, immediately, without thinking for a long time. So that explains already how there is a potential. Yes.
Thank you.